Blog Talk Radio.
Mame Pajnavikam Nai Chap Batao Dije Mose Yavavogai Devi Kade Seje Nai Dei Kade
Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. And what you just listened to just then was an Indian prayer, a Catholic a prayer, and it was dedicated to the American Indian. It is a common prayer used by many tribes, including the Seminole, the Apaches. There's about 5, 6, 7 tribes that all sing this Catholic prayer. And the reason that I'm playing it today is because I've been watching this Washington Redskin fiasco all the way up to government level, and it's a real joke because it's not the American Indian that has a problem with it. It may be one American Indian being used by the Communist Party of the United States, but it's the Communist Party that's part of their divide-and-conquer tactic. And if you talk to American Indians, the first thing they're going to tell you is that they are warriors, and they are Americans. They are the original American, and we emulate a lot of their tactics in battle, and we emulate a lot of their tactics in survival. And actually, they taught us how to survive when we came here. And, of course, the communists will play the atrocity game, but they never show you the atrocities on the other side, like making a whole city in Cambodia disappear, or killing, starving to death 10 million Ukrainians. How would you like to be have to eat your own child in order to survive? You don't think that didn't happen in the Great Bolshevik Revolution? The Great Bolshevik Revolution is another form of slavery. And their biggest competitor is the Catholic Church for the poor, because the communists need the poor to overthrow the government. And, of course, governments enable communists to do that by being selfish, by stealing the people's assets, like our president. Yes, he's stealing all our oil. He's keeping it in the ground for the new government when it comes to power, the government that he's working for. Not the country that he's working for, but the government that he's working for. So, somebody told me they had watched out in California an Indian tribe, and they're all Washington Redskin fans, and they love the logo. As a matter of fact, they say the logo is, if you look at the feather configuration One of, or more of those feathers indicate victory in battle. So they think it's funny that we're fighting over Redskin, you know. It doesn't bother them at all. But you see, it's like global warming. It's a make-believe issue, and nobody can prove. So they take your money to enable their cause. And never forget this. When communists take over, what's the first thing they do? They kill everybody on either side of them because they don't trust anybody. They, all the guys who brought them to power get eliminated first. Yeah, so you think about that when you're marching anti-win. I'm against the war. No, you're not. You're against participating in it. Yeah, you're an anti-win person. You're not an anti-war person. Unbelievable. So, having said that, we'll give you a little war chant, and then we'll get into the crux of the matters of today. As a kid, other kids were collecting baseball cards. I was collecting American Indian tribe cards. I still remember the Ojibwe. Yes. I wish I had those cards today. Everything that you collected as a kid is worth a lot of money today. Okay, so what's the number one topic in the nation? Osage. Osage was another Indian tribe I had a card for. The number one topic in the nation, it is not the IRS corruption, which is an outrage, which is the government has, one party has taken over the IRS and using it to foster their communist agenda. Oh, yes, by the way, we lost the Democrat Party to the communists. It is not that Obama lost the entire Middle East. It is not Jay Leno marrying Ben Affleck. It is not the GM recall or recoil, depending on what kind of an accident you're in. It is not John Kerry inviting the VC to the peace talks. It is not Madonna starring in the Mother Teresa story. It is not Michelle's torture food for school kids. It is not that CGI failed to make the Obamacare a website from Canada, or the anti-Muslim video that they are now connected with. It is not the fact that they won a no-bid contract thanks to Michelle's friend. Now they are doing another government contract to train GIs how to make nice to terrorist villages. None of that matters. And you know what? They just cut the paycheck for the GIs by, I think, about $104 million. And wouldn't it be nice to take this, take $104 million back off of these make-believe CGI ventures and give it to the GIs instead of communists in Canada? Yeah. Now they're doing another government contract to train GIs how to make nice to terrorist villages. None of that matters. Not even knowing that the biggest enemy of the Tea Party is the Rhino Party of Jeb Bush and Karl Rove. It is not the Democrats. It's the Republicans who are the enemy of the Tea Party. None of the above means very little to the average American. The real issue is jobs and pay and the skyrocketing cost of living. And it is skyrocketing. And the more energy Obama destroys, the higher the prices are going to get. The biggest expense we have today in this country is the cost of government at all levels. Real estate taxes have become a second mortgage payment. The solution is simple. Cut all taxes by 80% and cut all government by 80%. One term per termite and the same health care that the vets get. The maximum champagne contribution can be no more than a dollar from anyone. And then it's time to start a job, a company, and to bank money. The banks borrow from the Fed at 0% interest and loan it back to the Fed at 2% interest. Yet credit card usury is as high as 26% interest for the struggling poor. I fell out of love with an insurance company that said that they did business only with GIs. And they got this Love America program. And then I got an application for a credit card. And I turned it over, and the highest interest rate was 23%. I said, how are you supporting GIs? Anybody that's using their credit card desperately is a GI, and you're going to bang them 23% and then say you're for the American soldier? You got to be kidding me. Get out of here. Get away from me. So where are we? The banks borrow from the Fed at 0% interest and loan it back to the Fed at 2%. And credit card usury is as high as 26% for the struggling poor. How can we import illegal aliens with so many Americans out of work? That 80% reduction includes government programs like unemployment and welfare. Pork is in a butcher shop and a lobby is in a hotel. All the companies that the EPA chased overseas are welcome home, and you can bring your tax-free assets back. The bigger the all-American company is, the better. Mortgages have to be structured so the payoff doesn't take 30 years. They got to do something better. You got to get creative, boys. You could do it. You know in your heart of hearts you can do it. That's why you don't do it. That you have a problem with it. We have created a nest of tax fiends who do nothing, have nothing to do but dream up new ways to fleece the sheep. They have too much time on their hands and too many places to hide. If they all had to live on an overpaid paycheck, just their overpaid paycheck, they would quit tomorrow. How can you have a senator or a Congress mouse sitting on an intelligence panel who votes to burn the flag or kill kids? You see all these dog and pony shows called hearings? Henry Waxman investigating baseball? And his big question is, who stole second base? Senator Markey screwing the fishing fleet and limiting catches? While the Russians and the Japanese take all they want, coal mining towns need food on the table and a paycheck. Parents can't afford to help their kids get an education in a private school because the communists take their tax money and teach atheism. Do you know how much the tax on tea was that triggered the revolution? 3 cents. But it was the knowledge of a government that can take 3 cents today can also take it all tomorrow. This is what all Americans have in common. We no longer get a bang for the buck, and the cost of government is out of hand. For 3 weeks, the government shut down, and no one noticed. What does that tell you? The latest ripoff is corporate fines. Bank of America wants to meet with Eric Holder to haggle for a discount on an unreasonable fine. Bank of America offers $25 billion. Eric wants $37 billion. What a great opportunity for bribery. BP paid $15 billion for an oil spill and also donated to Obama's election. What a great opportunity for bribery. There are so many ways to make a delayed payoff. We were promised change in 6 years ago, and that's what we have. loose change. You turn on the TV and watch Wall Street, but it means nothing to you because you have nothing to invest. Women aren't clipping coupons because they have nothing to do. How would you like to be a military housewife knowing if your husband shoots too quickly, you have to move the kids to be close to Fort Leavenworth without any pay or benefits? Huh? You got two guns to the heads of the American fighting man, one to him and one to his family. How can we send money to foreign countries when American Indians and America's poor need help? Why are we buying friends anyway? Bought friends don't stay loyal. Why can't we give the Black Hills back to the Sioux? American Indians take great pride in being American. You never hear them whine. You should honor the treaties we broke. The replacement for this failed government is a team with two tools. One, a document shredder, and two, a drill. There is no way Americans should pay more than $1 per gallon of gas. The oil in the ground is our oil and for our benefit. Time to drill everywhere and mine gold again. You think all the gold has been mined in this country? Why is Mexico allowing illegal invaders to trespass their land to get to our border? And if we stop them before they cross, what would Mexico do? We don't even know the president of Mexico's name. His name is Nieto. I just learned it today because they announced on Fox that President Obama called him on the phone and discussed the refugee problem, but he never once mentioned the Marine rotting away in a Mexican prison as a hostage. He's a hostage. He's not a violator of any broken law. He got lost, and it was their obligation to turn him around. He announced he had weapons. He knew the law in Mexico about weapons. He didn't want to be in Mexico. And Obama never mentioned him. But if his name was Bo Birdcall, and he rode with the Taliban for 5 years, he would come home to hugs and kisses like his mommy got. Yeah, I just see that video and I see that arm around that woman and the husband trying to catch up, to break it up. Yeah, coming out the White House door. Take a look at that video. That's a very loving grip. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Anyway, something has to give, and it has to start with less taxes and less government. That's all levels of government. The leeches have got to get smaller. We'll go to a tune, and then when I come back, we'll shoot the breeze. Let's see what we got. Great American sayings. Shoot the breeze. I'll give you a little New Orleans music. I seen a good video about Benedict Arnold, and they were comparing him to Bo Birdcall. And then they went on to do a recap on what's taken place in the battles we've been fighting. And the first American to die died in Mazar-e-Sharif. And he was a CIA officer doing an interrogation of Johnny Jihad, an American traitor. And what happened at Mazar-e-Sharif, the Taliban that were there had grenades hidden in their clothes. And all of a sudden, they had an uprising in jail. And this CIA officer was the first one to die. It turns out that one of the organizers at Mazar-e-Sharif is one of the five that was let go by Pontius Pilate Obama. Give us Barabbas and give us the five Taliban. Unbelievable, man. Yes, and he's got a short name. I forget what it is. I think Fazl, F-A-Z-L, might be his name. But he's one of the five. And he's responsible for that Mazar-e-Sharif uprising. Well, that's the way it goes. Another sad news today. Rupert Murdoch had dinner with Valerie Jarrett. Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News, Fox Business Network, and the Wall Street Journal. This is, I'm reading somebody's blog now, okay? It's a guy who responded to a discussion. And he owns the Wall Street Journal. He's an Australian who has changed from being a sensible, logical conservative to a rhino Republican who has now joined in with the Democrats. U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Business Roundtable, the Business Rat Table, in an effort to jam amnesty for illegal immigrants down the throats of the 80% of American citizens who are against it. Any form of rewarding illegal behavior, period. Enough of this crap is enough. And also in Fox is Walid bin Talal, unless he sold his shares in the company. He's one of the richest Saudi princes, and he's got a piece of Fox. So we often wonder why Glenn Beck got chucked. Was he getting too close to the communists? You never know, man. You never know in this country, because what appears to be what you think is okay turns out to be not so okay. Yeah, like missing IRS files. You buy that story? How stupid are you? Come on. I'll take auctioneer. I'll take two Brooklyn Bridges. Unbelievable. Well, let's see what else we got going here. Let's see what we got going. How do you do red, white, and blue? Oh, that's a sales ad. What's the number one topic in the nation? That's my show. I'm getting a notice of it. Now, let's see. Check out Not One of Us. And then we got the naked self-interest of the bureaucratic class. We'll give you that one. The naked self-interest of the bureaucratic class. And there's a picture of a rally with all communists. They have Trotsky and they have Lenin. And they have Obama. No, they don't have Obama. I'm just making that up. For understandable reasons, the IRS scandal has largely focused on the political question of whether the White House deliberately targeted opponents. To date, there's no evidence that it did. BS, there's plenty of evidence. It's all around you. That's good for the president, but it may not be good for the country, because if the administration didn't target opponents, that would mean the IRS has become corrupt on its own. In 1939, Bruno Arizzi, a largely forgotten communist intellectual, wrote a hugely controversial book, the bureaucratization of the world. Ritzy argued that the Soviet Union wasn't communist, rather it represented a new kind of system, what Ritzy called bureaucratic collectivism. What the Soviets had done was actually get rid of the capitalist and aristocratic ruling classes and replace them with a new, equally self-interested ruling class bureaucrats. The book wasn't widely read. It did reach Bolshevik theoretician Leon Trotsky, who was murdered in Mexico under orders by Stalin. He was axed to death while he was sleeping in bed. Leon Trotsky, who attacked it passionately, Trotsky's response in turn inspired James Burnham, who used many of Ritzy's ideas in his own 1941 book, The Managerial Revolution, in which Burnham argued that something similar was happening in the West, a new class of bureaucrats, educators, technicians, regulators, social workers, and corporate directors who worked in tandem with government were re-engineering society for their own benefit. The managerial revolution was a major influence on George Orwell's 1984. Now, I don't believe that we're becoming anything like 1930s Russia, never mind real-life 1984. But this idea that bureaucrats, very broadly defined, can become their own class bent on protecting their interests at the expense of the public seems not only plausible, but obviously true. The evidence is everywhere. Every day, it seems, there's another story about teachers' unions using their stranglehold on public schools to reward themselves at the expense of children. School choice programs and even public charter schools are under vicious attacks, not because they are bad at educating children, but because they're good at it. Specifically, they're good at it because they don't have to abide by rules aimed at protecting government workers at the expense of students. For understandable reasons, the IRS scandal has largely focused on the political question of whether the White House deliberately targeted opponents. To date, there's no evidence that it did. That's good for the president, but it may not be good for the country. Because if the administration didn't target opponents, that would mean the IRS has become corrupt all on its own. In 1939, Ritzy wrote his book. The book wasn't widely read, but it did reach Leon Trotsky. We read that already. It's a double print here. Okay. The evidence is everywhere, and it seems there's another story about, every day there's another story about teachers' unions using their stranglehold on public schools to reward themselves at the expense of children. The Veterans Affairs scandal can be boiled down to the fact that VA employees are the agency's most important constituency. The Phoenix VA healthcare system created secret waiting lists where patients languished and even died, while the administrator paid out almost $10 million in bonuses over 3 years. Working for the federal government simply isn't like working for the private sector. Government employees are essentially unfireable. In the private sector, people lose their jobs for incompetence, redundancy, or obsolescence all the time. In government, these concepts are virtually meaningless. From a 2011 USA Today article, death rather than poor performance, misconduct or layoffs is the primary threat to job security at the Environmental Protection Agency, the Small Business Administration, the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Take it all down and rebuild it. And rebuild it smaller. The Small Business Administration, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the Office of Management and Budget, and a dozen other federal operations. In 2010, the 168,000 federal workers in Washington, D.C., who are quite well compensated, had a job security rate of 99.74%. A HUD spokesman told USA Today his department's low dismissal rate provided a 99.85% job security rate for employees, shows a skilled and committed workforce. Want to hear some of the comments? It's going to become the taxpayer against government workers. Government workers like the position they are in. After 20, 25 years, you retire on the overtime, you rack up and get a fat pension and health care. That's not Obamacare and retire in low-tax states that you and your mate are covered by the ever-higher taxes of the private sector worker who cannot retire like my husband, who has to work till he is 70. I got news for you, honey. After 70, he'll still be working. I mean, looking for some other income. What I hear from the government, state, and federal workers is I deserve this money because I worked for it and my union negotiated with the state or the federal government. So screw you, taxpayer. Remember, Trumka, forgive the spelling, was one of the first people in the White House when Obama won his second term. And Hillary said it best, you can't fire government employees. Mary Gomez says, the struggle between good and evil will only intensify in the latter times. We must be ready to stay in it for the long haul, if not for ourselves, then for our children. The left means what it says, and the left is deadly. Mary, you're right on the money. And here's Bob Potter. He says, union participation in government must be outlawed, for the union worker serves not the union but his union master. Lola says, and what happened if all of us decide not to pay the IRS? This is one of my thoughts. A solar flare destroyed all our records. How are they going to get paid as well as the rest of the good-for-nothing programs that this regime created? It's been ongoing. Just the Republicans are a little more clever in their cover-ups. I agree, disobedience and non-participation needs to be a large part. Well, if you own property, they'll come and take you. They'll seize your land. They'll seize your house. They already own a piece of your house anyway. You don't own your house outright. The government has at least an investment of 10% of whatever you own in your real estate, and they can claim it anytime they feel like it. They have two tactics. You don't pay, they come and take it away. The other one is eminent domain. They come and take it away because that's the order of the day. And here's Jonathan Parker. Both the Muslim and the communism cause came fully into being with the illegal election of the Kenyan-born Manchurian Marxist Muslim communist candidate, Barry Sotero Barack Obama, not his real name, and he has very successful transfer, and he's got a Connecticut driver's license that said he was born in 1890. Yeah, unbelievable. And it's not even his name, but it's his driver's license. America is the Marxist, Muslim, communist dictatorship, all with the full approval of the controlling elites. And a traitorous, a criminal, conspiring Congress. They did a rating, their ratings of different job holders. And when it came to churches, who do you trust? When it came to churches, 51% said they trust their churches. Then they got all the way down to the bottom of the pile. And they said, what percentage trust congressmen? You know what it was? 7%. 7%, man. Unbelievable. And so, we the people, let's see what he's saying here. Conspiring. Congress is no longer representing we the people, but are serving the great Muslim communist regime now in full control of this once great generation. There are a lot of Muslim advisors hidden inside the White House that you don't see. And when you see one or two, you know what they say about rats, if you see one, there's a million. Nothing short of a very bloody in the streets, a full citizen revolution, and a full succession of all the states, immediate impeachment of Obama, and the abolishment of all his rogue trade and minion agencies will even be the first major step in gaining control of America back. We are living in a nation of two countries, that of we the people and the now in power Muslim communist government. That is very scary. Very scary that one American could think like that. And there's not only one American thinking like that. There's a whole bunch of Americans thinking like that. So, I wanted to tell you something that came to mind. Oh, we were talking about the American Indians and how the communists would try to play them and the American Indians don't want no part of it. I watched a talk show probably about 2 years ago, and there were two guests on. One was a black reparations guy, and the other was an American Indian. So the black guy was, saying, you know, we were treated wrongly by the white man, and we're owed compensation by this white man, and he turned to the black guy and he turned to the Indian guy and he said, and you people have the same problem. You people were also abused by the white man. And the Indian guy said, hold up, leave me out of this. We were warriors. We fought and we lost. Okay? We were not slaves. We were warriors. And he refused to get to be sucked in. And that's the way it goes. Okay, I'm going to play you something because I got to take a quick out. And when I come back, I'll cut it. And then we'll go back to live entertainment.
Okay. Yesterday, I was at my daughter's house, and I couldn't find Fox TV. So I was stuck on MSNBC. And I happened to listen to Chris Matthews' Rasvanjani. I have to tell you, I don't watch MSNBC, and I'll tell you why. During the Iraq War, they took a great pleasure in the casualty count as it rose, and they never supported the troops, and they even tried to convict one Latino soldier for shooting, who was at the Battle of Fallujah and lost a few buddies, and he shot an Al-Qaeda that was twitching, and they accused him of taking pleasure in it. And they even brought on a Congressional Medal of Honor, a colonel named Jacobson, to try and execute this guy in the media. And I thought it was, when I saw that, I gave them the name Marine Killing NBC. So I don't watch it, but I was over at my daughter's house and I turned it on. And there's Chris Matthews Rasvanjani. And he is singing the praises of Osama bin Laden. He is telling his audience how great Obama is. He got Osama bin Laden. He got al-Awlaki. And he got Muammar Gaddafi. And no, Bush never did it. Nobody else ever did it. Only Obama did it. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to bring you back to the beginning of the Iraq War and the people that were in charge. And one of the people that were in charge was the Secretary of Defense, and his name was Donald Rumsfeld. And Donald Rumsfeld pursued that war and prosecuted that war for seven innings. And anybody in baseball will tell you, if the pitcher is relieved in the seventh inning and his team wins the ball game, he gets credit for the win. So the win goes to Donald Rumsfeld, who was a most able and capable servant of the people of the United States. And even when Bush threw him under the bus at Christmas time after saying, Donald will be with me as long as we are in office. Even though Bush double-crossed him, Donald Rumsfeld never once peeped any concern or exclamation that he had been shafted. So Donald Rumsfeld gets credit for the Iraq War. Now, I will give Osama bin Laden credit for getting Osama bin Laden, because I got to tell you, I feel that Bush knew where he was. And Bush did not want to go up against the Pakistani government. And I did notice that when Obama came in, he said that if he's in Pakistan, he's going to get him. So I'm going to give Obama credit for that. And I'm going to give Obama credit for getting al-Awlaki. I'm going to give credit for getting Gaddafi. But you know what? Gaddafi could have been gotten real easy. You see those kids in the streets. Those were all kids. They never knew how to fire a weapon. Those kids were kept under wraps. They got a moment of glory now before the Islamic Brotherhood takes over and relieves them of their weapons. So the success of taking out the Muammar Gaddafi, I think it could have been done with a 10 bomb. Reagan kept him quiet for 20 years. But he's gone. Good riddance to him. But now let's take a look at the two culprits that remain that are being protected by Obama. The two culprits that remain that are being protected by Obama. And I'm going to tell you, Bush never did anything. He had 8 years to rouse up the Iranian people and cause an overthrow of that government of Iran, because the Iranian youth doesn't want this government. And that's who takes over. That's who starts a revolution, is the youth. And you see it in Libya. They think it's a social event, the kids in Libya. They don't know what's coming tomorrow. They're enjoying today. But the kids in Iran, when I say kids, I'm talking young people, in Iran, they're taking bullets. Women are taking bullets in the chest to demonstrate against the mullahs. And that country's being ruled by a crazy person who wouldn't qualify to be a tailor on Broadway, uptown. The only thing he could do would be allowed to sew French cuffs on pants and do a peg 14. Yeah, but he is the mouthpiece for kill all the Jews, and don't think he's not going to do it. And you know who knows?
Okay, we're back. Yes, we were talking about Ahmadinejad, but he's out of the picture now, isn't he? Okay, yep. Old Ahmadinejad. Do you know that George Bush was a half hour from his house when he went into Baghdad? Do you know that that army that came out of a sandstorm and made a right turn into Saddam's palace and forced Saddam to hide in a spider hole? While George, who rode into town, the big cowboy, he gunned down Uday and Qusay and displayed their bodies like it was a Wild West town, displayed their bodies at the airport, and then hanged Saddam Hussein, that cowboy. Yep, and they're all buried on Sandal Hill. Hey, he did a few things right. Well, you know, now they're saying, oh, Iraq would have been better off with Saddam Hussein. You would be better off with Saddam Hussein. And when he didn't like you anymore and he threw you off the roof and you were still alive, they would come down and pick you up and take you up and throw you off the roof again. Or you could be on his soccer team and go into the Iron Maiden for losing a soccer game and having your feet cut off. Yeah, wonderful world there, that Middle East. Everybody loves everybody. At least the Christians do. Yeah, maybe that's what we have to do. We have to convert the entire Middle East to Christianity. Let's see what other news we got to cover here. Americans mistakenly think new tax won't affect them. What new tax? You may not have heard about the new currency law coming to America. On July 1st of this year, which is 10 days away. And then we're going to have the 4th of July celebration. Do we really know what it's all about? Do we really know how many people died so we can have that party? After collectively spending more than 100 hours reading the actual legislation and its associated news coverage, we found four concerns we think you need to be aware of. One, most people mistakenly think they are not affected by FATCA, F-A-T-C-A. If you are a U.S. citizen or if you're holding any of your money in U.S. dollars, this new law definitely affects you. And I see that Forbes came out today and they're recommending we go back to the gold standard. The more you trade and invest, the more likely you are to get hit hard by this new bill. It is not difficult for an American taxpayer to be labeled recalcitrant as part of this new law. And as soon as you are, you potentially become subject to a 30% tax. The implementation of FATCA has been delayed several times, but now the IRS says it will not be delayed anymore. And the Tea Party must go. And we have all the records. We really didn't destroy them. It will go into full effect on July 1st of this year. In fact, on April 2nd of this year, the new IRS commissioner said, whatever else we are going to do, we are going to implement this non-discretionary legislative mandates we have been given. The Affordable Care Act and FATCA. We think every American needs to learn about this law. Okay, we'll hear about it soon enough. But we do know that the government works day and night dreaming up new schemes and taxes. I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow I come out of my house and see a toll booth in my driveway. Yeah. I often think that they're going to have a toilet tax and you're going to be taxed by the flush. Don't flush. Don't flush. It's getting too expensive. Yeah. And if you fall behind on your putting the quarters in, an inspector comes in, you know, to pick up the quarters and sees that you've been putting in slugs, and she'll put a boot on your toilet seat, and then they'll come and they'll tow your toilet away. Unbelievable, man. They dream up more stuff. They're greedy. They're like a giant leech that's full, ready to explode. That should be the symbol of the IRS, a leech. Yeah. President Obama's loyalties check the dots. Ooh, his dad chases burglars and then they turn on him. Ooh, that's a tough one. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. In girls, join the NRA. Get your pistola. Get your pistola permit. It's in the 1800s. Pretty women used to have what was called muff guns. You know, the muffs they used to have to keep their hands warm in the winter. And inside the muff was a gun. The owner of the Derringer Company is a lady. You know, those little small pistols. Huh? And they do have some nice, small, compact pistols. You should join the NRA. You should learn gun safety. You should go to the range and fire it so you're not afraid of it. God forbid one falls in your lap in a hijacking on an airplane. You will know what to do. Oh, that could never happen. I know. Never happen. Happens all the time. Yeah, you know, believe me, come on down to New York and I'll show you two buildings that aren't there no more. That couldn't have happened either, right? Tell me who knew it was coming. Did you hear one person say, I knew this was going to happen? Nobody knew. We weren't ready for anything. Unbelievable. Okay, let's see what's happening. You want to hear about the dad chases burglars and they turn on him? Angry town residents take on government over illegals. That's down in Virginia. They tried to sneak a bunch of illegals in, and they had a town hall meeting and said, no way. And well, you know what the woman said? She said, I have a business. I can go leave my house at 9 o'clock at night and work till 11:30 and leave the business to go home, and I'm unafraid. And I know that'll change if you bring these people here. So I don't want them here. And the rest of the town said, that's right, we don't want them here. And now the government's got to pick them all up and try somebody else. Fortunately, they'll get somebody they can bribe. Rush Limbaugh's bold prediction in January came true this week. Conservative host Rush Limbaugh apparently predicted that the Obama administration would go after the Washington Redskins through the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Do you know that one of the 45 goals of the Communist Party in 1962, as it was read into the record, the congressional record, one of the goals was to take over the Patent and Trademark Office, so they could steal secrets. The robber in Jackson, Mississippi, had to be hospitalized after his would-be victim called his bluff in a big way. The suspect pulled out a gun and said to the victim, I bet you don't have one of these, and he lost the bet. That's wonderful. I love it. I love it when justice triumphs. These are articles from Glenn Beck. Apparently they're going after George Will. You know George Will? Two guys got stitches from moving an 11-foot alligator. Can't play around with animals, man. You gotta know what you're doing. We talked about Valerie Jarrett's dinner with the... Here's a message to Democrat slaves. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains sit lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were once our countrymen. Sam Adams, 1722 to 1803. Not bad, huh? He had health care. He had a health care plan. Give you a little varsity drag. Okay, we're back. We're trying to get to this story here. And they're hitting me with a lot of pop-ups. Mohammed Ali Biadi is a senior member of the Department of Homeland Security Advisory Council. Mohammed Ali Biadi. According to a report by the Center for Security Policy, Ali Biadi also supports brokering a U.S. partnership with the Muslim Brotherhood terrorist group. This week, Breitbart's Kerry Pickett reported that Ali Biadi wrote on Twitter that it is inevitable that the caliphate returns. Under an Islamic caliphate, all citizens would be forced to comply with the highly oppressive Islamic Sharia law. So you can keep your own religion, but you got to pay a jizya, they call it, a J-I-Z-A. No, I'll keep my own religion and I'll pay a Jesus. You can keep yours. Weasel Zippers reported Wednesday that ISIS is now flooding social media sites using DHS advisor Ali Biadi's inevitable caliphate comments, hoping to use Ali Biadi's words as a recruiting tool to add more militants to their jihadi personnel. 15 American citizens just joined them from, I can't remember the state. They're all Somalis. American citizens. Yes. What a difference from the Americans we used to produce, huh? Ali Biadi was seemingly indifferent towards the caliphate seeking tactics of the ruthless terrorist group known as the Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham, ISIS, which is marching through Iraq, slaughtering non-Sunni Muslims and beheading innocents. And today the Sunnis will cut the heads off. Tomorrow the Shia will cut the heads off. He said on Twitter, "Kind of comical watching pundits on some U.S. TV channels freak out about an ISIS caliphate." He continued, "Easy, folks. Take a deep breath and relax." At first glance, Ali Biadi's resume implies that he is the perfect candidate for the post at which he serves. He was a founder of a Texas-based intelligence firm, Lone Star. Ali Biadi's CV shows that he has advised governments on local, state, and federal levels. He was even awarded one of the top civilian prizes from the Federal Bureau of Investigation and Protection of Mosques for combating extremism. I haven't seen the FBI do anything. Diddly squat, man. All I seen was a mullah guarding mosques after 9-1-1. However, questions remain about how Ali Biadi attained his counter-terrorism knowledge. According to Judicial Watch, that's the same ones that exposed the IRS, a longtime friend of Ali Biadi, Shukri Abu Bakr, was the former president of the Holy Land Foundation, a group founded as a financing operation for the Muslim Brotherhood terrorist group Hamas. Baker and three others were sentenced to 65 years in prison for using a Holy Land Foundation to finance Hamas' primary mission, the destruction of the State of Israel. The FBI wiretapped Baker as he told his fellow foundation members to be as deceptive as possible to get their message across, according to national security expert Ryan Amato, who would frequently tell them, "War is deception." The Holy Land Foundation trial was the biggest terror financing trial in the history of the United States. Former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy described the Holy Land Foundation as the piggy bank set up by the Brotherhood in the USA under the guise of charity to fund Hamas to the tune of tens of millions of dollars during the deadly Intifada. In 2004, Eli Biadi was a speaker at the event called A Tribute to the Great Islamic Visionary, which honored the ruthless, theocratic Iranian Ayatollah Khomeini, who was breastfed in France. All of these guys that come back to do jihad seem to have spent time in France. In 2006, Eli Biadi penned an op-ed stating that everyone should read Sayyid Qutb, who is a man widely seen as the founder of radical Islam groups like Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. Eli Biadi wrote, "I recommend everyone read Qutb, but read him with an eye to improving America, not just to be jealous with malice in our hearts. We will kill them with compassion. And if they refuse to be compassionate, we will cut their throats." In 2011, evidence surfaced that Texas authorities caught Eli Biadi downloading classified information to his personal computer and sending it to the media in an effort to smear Texas Governor Rick Perry as an Islamophobe. Boy, those phobes really get around. You got homophobe, Islamophobe. What's next? On October 26, 2011, when Congressman Louis Gohmert asked former DHS Secretary and big communist Janet Napolitano about the allegations, she said she was not aware of them. She said, "Why don't you send me an email?" We know how to lose the emails. A few months later, Gohmert would again bring up Eli Biadi's misdeeds. Napolitano refused to acknowledge the report, saying the statements were false, misleading, objectionable, and wrong. The DHS secretary never answered the accusations, but she did express that Muslims have been helping the DHS for a long time. Yeah, they dig the tunnels. They dig the tunnels so we can bring in the nukes. In 2013, Eli Biadi declared that his friend Bakr, the man who was caught financing terrorist group Hamas, was simply a victim of political persecution because he happened to be a Muslim. Would you like to hear the comments? Let them have their own Islamic caliphate as long as the women are given a chance to GTFO. What could that mean? Yeah. When we first went to Afghanistan, I said, we don't have to go. We don't have to bring bombs. We don't have to bring guns. We send the special forces in there with flowers and candy. They'll take all the women out of there, get all the children out of there, and let the men kill each other. And what woman wouldn't turn down a marriage offer to come to the United States? You ever see the footage of an Iraqi woman outside an American base, and she had a young daughter, and she said, "Would somebody please marry my daughter? Take my daughter." She wanted what was best for her daughter, and it sure as hell wasn't the hellhole she was living in. Or at least be armed and concealed carry. That would be interesting to watch. Give the Muslim Brotherhood New York City in exchange for peace. New York has been written off by the rest of the country as a waste. Is a waste. And Connecticut Gyads. And Detroit Gyads. And they got Detroit and Dearborn already. Yes, Dearbornistan is alive and unwell. So you see, we are being penetrated. And somebody's going to have to drop the hammer on immigration. It's possible that Detroit is not already taken over by Islam, and that it can be restored to a healthy economy. Dearborn is a different story and a sad one indeed. But it should show doubters that what happens when a Muslim minority is allowed to take control of any city or any unit of governance. Christians are no longer welcome in the Muslim-controlled city of Dearborn, Michigan. Wouldn't it be righteous? You want to know what the Christians got to do? They got to go back to their churches. They've been away too long, and they've forgotten their God. And he's not going to listen when you call upon him in your final hours. And we all get a meeting with the Big Banger. Wouldn't it be righteous to visit there with millions of decent people? Leave it as an example. Yeah, yes, it would. Societal self-defense is our right. Islam and Sharia law are repugnant to the U.S. Constitution and is therefore null and void. You know what I ask myself about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence? The foundling, I call them the foundling fathers. I believe they were all pro-life. And I believe they believed that life began at conception, just like a seed in the ground that breeds a flower. Yeah. Wherever Muslims are in a minority, they scream for minority rights. Wherever Muslims are in a majority, there are no minority rights. That's a good one, huh? Detroit has fallen to the Muslim hordes. Not much for the correct use of homonyms, are we? I don't know what that means. If we don't fight back against Islam, they will soon have Connecticut and the other 48 states. Hawaii was illegally annexed. We fight, we squabble. We're the squabble nation. Neville Chamberlain tried that with Adolf Hitler, and we all know how that turned out. What you didn't know that turned out is England turned communist and threw out Churchill. And now, you go to England, it looks like Pakistan. So we shouldn't try to defend American soil. And Boston. We fought in Boston and won. Are you a Muslim? GTFO of New York City. It is not for sale. Unbelievable, man. Okay, all the single mothers who voted for Obama were duped by his good looks and his nice family, the family they wish they had. However, ask yourself a question about the nature of females generally. Do they care about current events? Do they watch the news? Do they research political people and situations? Generally, the answer is no to all these questions. Politics are of little interest to women, even less so to single women who are very busy earning money and caring for children who require an enormous amount of time and attention. With that said, it is not surprising that single women voters would vote for Obama with very little knowledge of who he really is. They saw Michelle Obama as a normal mother who seemed to have a normal relationship with Obama, and that was all they needed to know. Non-working single mothers, welfare queens, voted for Obama for the Obama phone, free medical care, free child care, free food stamps, free Section 8 housing, and they could care less about his politics as long as the government freebies keep coming. Yes, it's another form of communist corruption. Buy the votes with food stamps. Oh, man. They have already set up chop houses for body parts to sell to overseas markets. Americans will be cut into pieces with no painkillers. And that's what will happen to the church in America. Yeah. In the old days, they used to turn the churches into stables for their horses. Well, that's life in the big city. And somebody's going to have to deal with it. And I did my time. I served my country in the Great Cold War. And it was cold. It was cold. And I was told, this is your post, and you stand here, and when the Russians come, you hold them off. I said, how about we defeat them? No, there's too many coming. You're only going to be able to hold them off. I says, well, how are we going to do this? He said, well, don't worry about it, because once they come through to fold the gap, we're going to drop a big nuke on them. I said, oh, that's great. He said, well, not really, because you're in the fallout area. Unbelievable, man. It is sad. Let's see what we got. Let's do a little trickle trickle. Trickle, trickle, splash, splash. Tell me how long will this rain? Nifty. Fantastic. Okay, we're back. And Thomas Lehman has replied to this discussion. Neighbors say he saw a secret illegal immigrant camp near Waco. So here's what Tom says. Whatever happened to the black helicopters and the law? When is the GOP going to actually do something about this lawless regime? I don't think they're going to do anything, Tom. I think they're hoping he does more and more. They're hoping to win by default. And they don't have to make any effort to oppose him. They're not going to do anything on their own. They're hoping that the course of events that he is plotting will be enough to push them back into office. And the biggest enemy of the Tea Party, I believe, are the rhinos. They were more of a threat to the Tea Party than the Demo Camos. The must benefit in some way, or they will are all so crooked that the regime has the dance to indict them. Can anyone spell blackmail? So he believes that the Democrats have something on the rhinos. Rhinos bad. Tea Party good. There are no WMDs in Iraq. I got a kick out of this one. You see, they showed you the WMD site that you never saw, that the media hid from you for 8 years, 12 years. Of course there were WMDs in Iraq. We waited too long before going in and gave the Iraqis time to hide them or move them into Syria. Now ISIS is rounding them up because they have the people that hid them. Yeah. So, yeah, nobody could guarantee our safety. If you don't remember, if you weren't in New York, I know we got a lot of sympathy and a lot of guys joined up from all over the country and became 911 New Yorkers. Now, let me tell you what a 911 New Yorker is. That's a born in New York City, a boy like myself, who loves God and country. We don't sell out anything. We believe that the one man and one woman makes a marriage. And we believe that if you do your homework, you have babies. And we believe that you raise the next generation to be God and country Americans. And there can be no separation of church and state. That's a quillo that was made by Thomas Jefferson. He was supposed to write separation of church and snake. So here we are. Most of these people in New York, they're not New Yorkers. And you go downtown New York City, you'll think you're in Europe. You won't believe that that's New York City. That's not the alleyways that I grew up in. No. Where the guys used to whistle and call my name to come down and play. No, that's not the... Now we've got this... I'll sum up Jimmy from Brooklyn. He called me one day and he goes, "Tom, guess how many guys are in the mafia in the whole country?" I said, "Jimmy, I have no idea." He says, 10,000. He says, "Guess how many communists are on the Lower East Side?" I says, "Jimmy, I have no idea." He says, 800,000. Yeah, that's what we have in New York now. Great Poupon communists. They can afford the taxes. They can afford the rents. And they like to pass judgment on poor people. Okay, so this guy says they were WMDs. Yeah, so nobody could guarantee our safety. The night of 9-1-1, there was not a plane in the sky. All the planes were backed all the way down back to Japan, to the Far East and to the Mideast. You couldn't get into the United States. We were so hunkered down, it was pathetic. We had just suffered the greatest defeat in American history. And 19 deeply religious Muslims did it under the leadership of Osama bin Laden. And he used our credit cards and he used our planes And that was an extraordinary military defeat. And that night, all of the Democrats were hiding under the bed, and they didn't know what was coming next. So when somebody told George Bush, Georgie, this is Saddam Hussein, he's building a nuke, he intends to bring it to the USA. What are you going to do about it, George? Georgie, you're not listening. What are you going to do about it? Let's go. So what about the inspectors? The inspector's name is Mohammed Baradei. He's running for president of Iran. We got to send our own inspectors. Send 60,000. And that's how that began. And nobody could have done anything different. Well, the Democrats, they would have sued for peace and they would have given Texas to Al-Qaeda. Yeah. Well, we don't like Texas anyway, all those cowboys. Oh, boy. Amnesty duel with Schumer. Schumer is the worst of the worst. He's the epitome of what the New York, what's wrong with New York. He is, and I tell you something, he's not too kind to Hispanics. He was the one that argued why Ilian Gonzalez had to be sold for future favors to Fidel Castro. And he's the one that mocked Judge Estrada's nomination for the Supreme Court. He made fun of him because he had a speech impediment, and he would hammer him with questions. You know, before he could answer the first one, he hammered him with two more. And he sat up there with that smug look on his face. Yeah, Chuck Schumer, he's been stabbing America in the heart for a long time. Voted to burn the flag, votes to kill kids, calls abortion settled law with a smug face. It's settled law. Yes, that's right. It's settled law. Yeah, he needs to work as the cleanup man in a Democrat chop shop. You know, putting the heads in the bucket, separating, making sure all the arms and legs are there. Yeah, he should have that job. That should be his job. We know the whereabouts of the lost IRS mails. You want to hear that one? Make your move. Obama's a fraud, a traitor to America, and he must go. Since in office, he's been setting the stage to fulfill his radical agenda gap, getting rid of anyone who gets in his way. Think about it. Systematically, he's firing our military's top brass, disposing of anyone who opposed him. I got to tell you something. When Bush went into Iraq and Afghanistan, he had the most competent team that we had ever seen. He was structured right. He had the best advisors. This guy has nothing. This guy couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. I'm ashamed to watch him put a Congressional Medal of Honor on a Marine. He shouldn't be allowed to soil that Marine's presence by being there. That's like being decorated by a coward. Yeah, it's like the gladiator being decorated by the emperor. Think about systematically, he's firing our military's top brass, disposing of anyone who opposes him in order to weaken our country, and the first president to attack the Catholic Church publicly. At the same time, he turned the IRS, DHA, DOJ, and NSA into his personal army. He said he would have an army bigger than the American army, allowing them to commit crimes to fulfill his agenda. He's gone so far as to allow the DHS to buy a mass arsenal of ammunition, weapons, tanks, and riot gear. It is up to us to rid the White House of this traitor. Join the move to impeach. I already did. Now you send me an impeachment document, I'm signing it. And I was against impeachment because I know that they're going to use the black population as a terror wedge. You're going to be responsible for riots in the streets. Well, let me tell you something. if it has to be, it has to be. And then we're just going to have to create a new government. And I did a little appeal to our troops in service. You took an oath to protect the Constitution. If you're ordered to turn your guns on brothers and sisters who are American, and their only crime is that they are protesting tyranny, you do not have to obey that order. As a matter of fact, you have to continue to serve the Constitution, and you have to turn your guns on the enemy and switch sides. Otherwise, we're all dead. We're all in trouble. And that's how that goes. Okay, would you please rise? We're going to play the Democrat National Anthem. They voted to burn the flag, and they have a new national anthem. This is a response by Robert Hummel to White House Valerie Jarrett dines with Rupert Murdoch. And here's what he has to say. Intentionally weaving, threading, and significantly employing the teachings of Cloward Piven strategy. By overwhelming our country with moral calamity and superbulous and voluminous crisis, while simultaneously destroying our economy and therein Obama's potential to declare martial law. And in fact, Obama Ghazi, a.k.a. Obama. Given the chaotic, destructive, and oppressive conditions created by politicians in positions of power in the United States as well as the world, isn't it comforting that God has told us he is the same today, the same tomorrow, the same forever, and that he will be with us always? May our Creator reach down to the U.S. and with his mighty hand to lead, guide, direct, protect, and save us from that clear and present danger as we take a stand. So, he's calling for a stand tall. It's a stand tall order. Unbelievable. Here's a guy named John responding to Mike Savage. Mike Savage, Obama spits on us. When do we get our government back? Well, guess you missed the point. Set him aside and go to the cause of our problem. whatever that means. Ted Taylor says, no WMDs. That makes no sense to me. The UN went in with experts and they moved them around, and even they couldn't find them. Once we got there, our military spent 9 years dismantling, neutralizing, and deactivating biochemical weapons while we were in Iraq. They still couldn't find it all. And now the people who knew where it was hidden are working with ISIS, or they are cooperating with them? WMDs were not the only nor the deciding factor in us going into Iraq. Saddam was. WMDs was part of it. In Salman Park in Iraq, they had a mock-up of an aircraft for hijackings. They said it was to prevent hijackings, but they were practicing hijackings there. One of my websites, I think it's www.captainsblog.us. I believe there's a drawing of the of that craft in Salman Park in Iraq. You heard about it. From the desk of Stephen King, I've challenged General Chuck Schumer to a duel. Stephen King's the guy to do it. I don't think Schumer will come out and play. No, he's the Georgie Porgy of the Democrat Party. Do you know that nursery rhyme, Georgie Porgy, Puddin' Pie, kissed the girls and made them cry? And when the boys come out to play, Georgie Porgy ran away? Oh, I guess that'd be classified as bullying today. Though you have the bucks control the masses, those who have the bucks control the masses. The most un-American state-run propaganda machine is a prime example. You think Murdoch isn't getting a quid pro quo? You think maybe POTUS Jarrett blah blah is president pro temp? Did not assure Murdoch that the dogs have been called off his behavior, and they were investigating. Yes. You know what bothers me? Rosen, the reporter Rosen, who him and his father were under surveillance by the Gestapo, and he got real tight in his answers, and he didn't expand on it at all. It was like he was told, keep your mouth shut, don't say nothing, and move on. Yeah, that bothers me. 9-year-old Kansas boy. He had a free library on his front lawn, and the city government stepped in and told him he couldn't do it. I did a good, nice blog for him on the, I forget what I said, but... Yeah, if it was the mayor's kid, I bet they would figure out a way around it, says one guy. So, let's see what Gray Jones says about Savage. Icarus, Baracus, Obamas, Lipitardo, Rexus is followed a scripted game plan of Labyrinth of Polovich Beria, Stalin's right-hand man, architect of 30 million deaths. In 1936, he gave a speech at Lenin University to American psychology students on a field trip from Germany's Leipzig University. That's before World War II. In that short speech he describes psychopolitics, how to take over a country without firing a shot. And he's got a link for it. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals is really psychopolitics for dummies. And Jimmy from Brooklyn says that the Soviet tactic for the takeover of the United States today is the Soviet tactic of taking over Czechoslovakia in 1948. And there's a book on it called Not a Shot Was Fired. And he says the very same thing is happening to us. Chris McDaniel, it looks like he's giving a little run for the money for Thad Cochran. Thad Cochran, who is a Republican, voted with 40 Democrats to burn the flag. What's that all about? And it wasn't to burn the flag. It was flag desecration. What's the difference? Oh, you know who else voted with Dan Cochran? Match McConnell, the guy that's up there representing what the country thinks is the best interest of decent people. For the White House to the full punch, they need MSM on their side. Therefore, Valerie Jarrett is not above swapping favors or what she and Obama want with everyone. That's on that Rupert Murdoch luncheon, dinner. Sharon Walsh talks about Michael Savage. I don't believe that Obama can be impeached. Clinton wasn't. Perhaps we can if we win the Senate. But right, we have to win the Senate or you can't impeach him. He won't be impeached if we don't control the Senate. And it's going to be hard to get all of the Republicans to vote for impeachment. But right now, they would not vote to impeach him. All we can do as conservatives is charge him with treason. That's why I mentioned it before. If we could make that happen, we could get a lot of others out of the office next. The voting is in November. Hopefully, we can get enough good people in to ensure that we can dump this traitor and all he doesn't stand for. He only stands for destroying our country. God help us and help this once a wonderful nation. It is said, I think that the treason conviction is harder to get than an impeachment. Here's 5% American history. You want to hear about 5% American history? Guy is giving his definition of American history. American history, 5% make it happen, 45% let it happen, and 50% ask, what happened? That's pretty good, huh? I got to keep that one around.
I'll use it often. What else we doing? You want another tune? You promised to be good? You going to go to church Sunday?
Oh, I can't go to church. I haven't been there in 20 years. Oh. It's a long time to be away. You should pop in and say hello. Put in a few thousand in the collection, you know, catch up. Yeah. Keep writing. Okay. Send. I'm going to send now. Okay, well, let me see what else we got here. Oh, is America over? Fulton Sheen moves another step towards a sainthood. Speaking of saints, our illustrious Pope, peace and low gas mileage be upon him. He came out and condemned marijuana. He said marijuana is a sin. And if you smoke it, you're going to go to hell. Well, he didn't say that, but he said that marijuana it leads to too much tragedy. And it does. And of course, the communists will tell you, well, alcohol is just as bad. Oh, it sure is. But you got to pump a lot of alcohol into a body to make a guy change his personality. With marijuana, even after they've smoked it, they've changed their personality. And not only that, marijuana smokers are thieves and liars. They cannot tell the truth. And they graduate to other inhalants and shoot-em-ups, where the drunk, that old reliable drunk, you know, you can hear him coming. You can hear him coming, and he won't steal from you. The most he'll steal is tip money off the bar. But you can always hear him coming. You know when he's coming because you can hear the bottles and the cans clanging together for the deposit money. That's right. Oh, we got Los Rumberos. You want to hear Los Rumberos?
first thing I started to tell you about the Pope, he's condemned marijuana, and he's going to a small town in Italy where the mafia has killed a woman's husband. And he is attacking, he's taking on the mafia. And the first thing, as soon as it was announced in the Huffington Post, the Huffy Puffy Post, there's a beautiful woman who gave a beautiful screw job to all of her employees. All college students, they supported her, and they helped her get Huffington Post launched, and they worked for nothing. And then she sold it for $370 million and said, thank you and good luck. You know, she didn't cut out a million and say, here, have coffee on me. No. No, those people were to be used. It's an old communist tactic. What do they call them? Useful idiots. That's what they call them. Yes. Anyway, so the Pope came out, and the first 9 blogs in reaction to the announcement were all about pedophile priests. Now, what do you think? Only the Catholic Church has pedophiles? That homosexual sickness? Huh? You mean it, like in all those public school rubber rooms, there are no pedophiles? In the Congress and the Senate, there are no pedophiles? Didn't they have to get rid of the page boys? Huh? And then you got Harry Reid, and he's into bestiality. He's got cows in his bedroom. They belong to Bundy, and he's trying to change the brand to Harry. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they can prove there's a cow with a negligee on in his bedroom. I'm pretty sure if you ask him, he'll deny it. But you can always listen for the moo. You know? Yeah. And not only that, you know those weapons of mass destruction that are in Syria? I thought I had a move for you. It must be under cow. I got to go all the way up. Those weapons of mass destruction that they found in Syria at the corner of Pelosi Lane and Kennedy Boulevard, they also found some cattle in there that belonged to Bundy. Yeah. Come on. I'm looking for cow here. Hey, I got it. Okay. Harry Reid, is it true that you got a cow in your bedroom? No, I don't have. What are you, crazy? Honey, shut up. Harry, you sure you don't have a cow there? What is it with you and cows? Harry, you can go to jail for this. Cattle rustling's a crime. Okay, so that's the chuckle for today. Let's see what else we got going here. We did 5% American history. Fulton Sheen moves another step towards sainthood. He was great. We used to watch him on TV. My father and mother loved him. He had a glint in his eye. He had that Irish glint in your eye, you know. and he was, I mean, he could simplify love of God. Fantastic. And he was well respected and loved. Then we got disco, and everybody danced away from God. Yeah. Okay, is America over? You're so right. This is by Brad, John and Brad. We do live in a republic that uses a limited form of democracy for a smooth transition of elected servants and some limited decisions that are unimportant even when it affects the people's freedom. Rights or any other life decision always takes a majority vote of 75% or better to pass it.
even in a court trial, it takes 12 unanimous, not 11 or 10, but 12 to convict. That's amazing. That is amazing. Okay. So are we the land of the free and the home of the brave, or are we now in the land of the freaks and the home of the broke? It is really sad. Okay. There are no WMDs in Iraq. They're all in Congress. The Clinton Towers first got hit during the reign of President Pinocchio Pants. Reign is spelled R-A-I-N. Who gave bin Laden 8 years to get it right. When OBL came on 9/11-2001, there were no WMDs in Iraq. They were all in Congress. And the other OBL is Obama bin Laden. Mother Hillary cried. What did Bush know, and when did he know it? 40 days before 9/11, Mother Hillary voted to burn the flag that draped the coffins of our WTC innocents. Does it make sense to any American that on the anniversary of 9/11, a president and staff would not be prepared for Muslim jihad on an American facility? And then they cried, we did not have to go to Iraq. There were no WMDs. The Russians moved most of them to Syria. They're in a giant warehouse at the corner of Pelosi Avenue and Reed Boulevard, along with some stolen cattle. We just heard the witnesses testify. The big communist lie is that we did not have to go to Iraq. The truth is, 3,200 American bodies on the night of 9/11, failed intelligence, greatest defeat since Pearl Harbor, greater than Pearl Harbor, because Pearl Harbor, they only lost 2,800, and they were all, the majority of them, 90% of them were all servicemen. No one in the entire world could guarantee our safety. The UN weapons inspector was Mohammed Baradei, who just ran for the presidency in Iran, where there are no nukes. Bush made the right call. He sent in 60,000 inspectors. The same communists / Democrats who said old man Bush did not go far enough in Desert Storm, then said Junior went too far. They also say their porridge is too hot. Welcome to the Goldilocks party. Bush took Iraq with a precise fighting team who executed perfect planning. In the entire region with top key personnel, Obama can't get one Marine out of Mexico and doesn't want to either. He's a loser by country. He left four Americans to die in Benghazi when he hung up on a 9/11 broken arrow a call. So, I'm for impeaches and scream. And when I blog in caps, and I always get the communists that say, do you know, caps is shouting. So I add that at the bottom of the blog. Yes, I know, caps is shouting. But I'm a captain. Broken like mine. President Obama to sign order barring federal discrimination against gays. Why, the federal government is discriminating against gays? President Barack Obama will sign an executive order. The White House has been pressing Congress to pass legislation to ban employment discrimination against transgender people. Oh, it means we're going to have a colonel in a we're going to have a general in high heels, combat high heels. Yes. Oh, and he was so brave in battle that he got the congressional earrings of honor. But Obama has spent this year taking executive action on a host of other domestic priorities. Following on his pledge, since coming into office, Obama helped end the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that prohibited gays from serving openly in the military. You know, I heard they had a gay pride parade in the embassy in Iraq when it first opened. Now, if that's true, and there were Iraqi witnesses to it, that means all of Baghdad knows. Well, you don't think that could hurt anybody that's in that embassy right now, do you? Not like an incentive to kill the infidel. Yeah, it's wonderful. You want to hear what the comments were? Oh, I hate all this. I hate this. He needed a couple of days to decide what to do in Iraq, and he came up with this. Beautiful, because as we all know, this is one of the most pressing issues on everybody's mind nowadays. This is another of his tactics to take the focus, or they are, the communists are the masters of blame and deflect, to try and get himself some positive headlines. Meanwhile, Rome burns. This narcissist is so afraid his agenda won't pass the legal roads to legislation that he's ramming it down our throats. Caveat, these executive orders can be rescinded by future executive orders. Peace Angel says Dr. Ben Carson can take the president from the Bilderberg Group, who have chosen our POTUS for the past 100 years. Yeah, another theorist. No, nothing mentioned about communists, though. Huh? Now, how about the Stalin group? Ben Carson had one good statement. He knows health care. But that is not the sole problem with our country. We need a true conservative like Rand Paul, who worries me. Ted Cruz, who I like. Oh, we need low taxes. Well, you heard me. I opened up the show. 80% reduction. Rand Paul is a Bilderberg, oh, Peace Angel again. Peace Angel. We'll pass on Peace Angel. Let's see. They're talking about Dr. Carson. I don't know if that's the right answer. Make a great Surgeon General, wouldn't he? He's got all the qualifications. I like him. He's the only guy that stood up to Obama. Looked down at him from the podium, must have killed Obama. Must have killed him. As a matter of fact, you know what? Dr. Carson said on TV, he got a phone call from Obama's people the next day. And they cautioned him about doing anything like that again. And they asked him, what did you say? And he just laughed it off. Yeah, because it's kind of hard to say F you on TV. Yeah. And that's from a surgeon. This is a sad, this is true. This is from Ken. Sorry to say this, but after the showing of Barack Obama, it is doubtful that any black man will be well received in the future. Now go ahead and call me a racist when in actuality I'm just being a realist. Barack Obama has done more to hurt blacks in race relationships than all the slave owners of the Old South ever could have. He is the most divisive president in history, the wrong man for such an incredibly dangerous era. That guy is speaking truth. What is it? Truth to something? I forget. Truth to Power. He's saying, I said it, the same thing. He has ruined it. He has ruined it for decent black people. And he's really not a black man. He's not the first black president. He's got an evil white side. I don't like Bilderberg Group theories. When I read William Guy Carr's Pawns in the Game, my eyes were opened wide. Being saved by the Lord opened them to the full extent, and to interpret Scripture while under the anointment of the Holy Spirit is a scary but enjoyable task. I am one of 99. And he believes that we're exactly like Russia in the early 1900s. Okay, we're going to jump to a tune, and we'll do Crazy Little Mama.
Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. I woke up this morning with a feeling of despair, looking for my baby and she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking, much to my surprise, there stood my baby looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. If you got a little mama and you wanna keep her neat, keep your little mama off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come
knocking
at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before.
See what we got here. Baghdad's embassy, especially